darkness by his hand, a promise to keep peace in the land. Sword shone bright would take no more the lives of their brethren, their foe. Enemies persist when came the day, now threatened to be swept away. 2,000 sons filled the call to arms to defend their homes, a noble cause. And their mothers knew inside that if their sons did not doubt, the Lord would be their guide. They cried,
"We will build heaven's sword. We will shield in the Lord. We will fight for fathers' lives. We'll open our hearts and face shining bright."
Undaunted by the wounds of war, shaken by the threat of more, perfect trust in the Lord they loved, these souls, these soldiers, these sons of God. For they all knew their call, and when they did not doubt, not one soul did fall. We will in mind, with the Lord their guide. And they fought on the wings of angels
for freedom and the Lord.
And they fought on the wings of angels
in the strength of our God.
And they were all young men, and they were exceedingly valiant for courage and also for strength and activity. But behold, this was not all. Yea, they were men of truth and soberness, for they had been taught to keep the commandments of God and to walk uprightly before Him.
We will build heaven's sword. We will shield in the Lord. We will fight for our fathers' lives with
If ever there were an argument for the righteous influence of parents, it is stated succinctly in the simple sentence spoken by these young warriors. We do not doubt our mothers knew it. There followed a time of peace and prosperity, which was ruined not by enemies from without, but by wickedness and corruption within the nation itself. But God's tender mercies extend to all His children, even as they rebel against Him. His loving hand reaches out to them, offering the opportunity to repent of their wicked ways and return their hearts to Him. The people may turn away from their God, but He will never turn away from His children. His hand is stretched out still. So, as we shall see, God's love will manifest through His only begotten Son, even Jesus Christ.